Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Grabe yung nangyari.
Oo, grabe yun. Nangyaring pangyayari. No? Hindi mo talaga ma-expect kung anong mayroon dito sa...
Anything can happen in bago matulog.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
The Pod Network.
Diba parang... sino yun?
The Pod Network.
Hindi.
Ikaw ba yun?
Hindi ko alam.
Gumakit ka ba? Sino yun?
Sino gumagawa nun?
The Pod Network.
Hindi ko kaya.
Hindi dapat breath. The Pod Network Entertainment.
I'm a Navy SEAL. Parang si Jesse the Body.
Hello. Hello. Ayan.
As you can see, iba yung studio namin with Incel Joker.
Oo. Kasi sinabayan namin yung recording day ng Cool Pals dahil magbabakasyon ako. And alam naman natin si Anton can't hold the ship on his own. So, kailangan mag-record ng episode. So, we're delegated to the smaller studio.
Yes.
Which actually, okay siya. It's not bad.
Medyo intimate lang. Parang pang intimate interview to.
Naamoy ko si Andre na solid eh. Yun yung pinaka-ayokong nangyayari ngayon.
Binigyan pala ako ng Cool Pals ng Jameson tapos nagalitan na ako na red.
Siyempre. As you should. You shouldn't drink while you're working.
Yes.
Diba? Unless na hindi mo masyadong binavalue yung position mo dito.
Binavalue.
Okay lang naman ko.
Pinilit na lang ako red.
Hindi nga pinilit.
Pinilit. Tas nung isa pa. Ayun.
Not that we are advocating alcoholism, it's guys. Not,
it's a drink, pal.
It's a
drink.
It's a drink. It's a
drinky poo. You usually inside baseball. So Wednesday, kami nagre-record.
Saan?
Sa pod
network. Oh,
ano ba mapagalitan ako dito sa kinagawa ko?
Oh my God. Kanyang boss ba yun?
Hindi ko alam. Very, very, very well done.
I'm pretty sure maraming podcast people here na tawag doon na capable, very capable to do that. Ano?
You hear them playing guitar sa labas?
Narinig kaya nila? So, ewan ko narinig ng recording pero nagkakantahan na yung Cool Pals sa labas with utter disrespect for the other podcasters here.
Magsisinumula ba ito ng podcast?
Ayoko silang i-invite eh kasi at the nagre-react yung mga tech natin pag nag-start tayo ng shit mamaya tingnan mo ba pumasok si Mooman at si James dito. So wala na kwentang episode.
Oh, hindi naman like Cool Pals.
Hindi, joke lang. Pag pumasok si Mooman at si James dito, for sure makikita niyo na sa title yan. Pumasok si Mooman si James sa episode na to.
By the way, bago ko makalimutan, thank you pala sa lahat ng pumunta sa Pampanga. May anim na bago matulog.
Damn! As in local, Pampangueños.
Yeah, Pampangueños. Nagwawaki-didu nga sila. Sabi, tumibig kayo, please. Meron pa ako.
Sinisimula mo, nire-regret mo. Nire-regret mo yung waki-didu. Of all the things na sinimulan mo.
Hindi naman. Talaga. Nakakatawa naman. Tapos, yun. May 20 minutes pa ako, please. Tapos, yun. Thank you for all those who watch. Thank you rin sa Pampangas, Jess, at Rabbit Alley. We performed at the strip club, Red.
Wow! Yeah, we used to perform at a strip club sa Gapo. Yeah.
Hell kamusta? Yeah. Very fun.
It's actually a pretty good, okay na lugar mag-perform ang strip club. Kasi may stage na...
Oh, low ceiling.
Oh, low ceiling. Maganda yung sound system. Okay na sila. No. Sabi ko siya, James, saka si Mooman yung eksakto mag-i-interrupt ng
hello,
podcast
James.
Natin.
Hello, James. Hello, Mooman.
Good evening po sa inyo.
Sa pinag-usapan namin yung gig sa Pampanga.
Wala na makwenta yun. Mas...
Nakatulong yung noise canceling.
Pinapaamoy lang namin kay Andre yung amoy ng ala.
Bubulong lang ako dito ng ayoko na. Gagaling na.
Tara na. Sila ipay yung anisari OBB.
Tapos na. Kanina pa eh. Kinyo mo nga kanina eh. Sasabihin ko lang low-key dito sa under the breath sa microphone na ayoko na, gusto ko nang tumigil, gano'n. Diba? Tapos sabihin nung sa pa, feeling ko na haras si Andren tsaka si Red. Tapos titake down ni James yung podcast for clout ng James to. Mga style ni James.
So technically, na-guess na natin lahat ng Cool Pals ngayon kasi lahat sila pumasok.
Technically, pwede natin siyang gamitin sa headline para mang ano.
Two minutes.
Alam mo, yung attempt parati ni Lajibi tsaka nila Mooman, is, ewan ko napapansin nyo yun. Ha? Hindi naman siguro siya medyo inside joke na lang siya ngayon. Kasi madidiriin ako eh. Okay. Lalo na nung simulang part ng comedy career ko, talagang diriin akong tao. So, karate nila akong ginaganyan. Like, until now, actually, si Mooman, meron siyang heartfelt message sa akin. Parang, nung in-announce si Netflix ko si Mooman, mag-heartfelt message yun na, hey bro, sulitin mo yan kasi parang buhay pa yung parents mo. Tapos nakita niyo yung achievements mo, parang ganun. Tapos ang ganda, di ba? Tapos yung nagsasend niya sa akin, diaper na may tae.
Ganun si Alex.
Natatrap lang siya eh.
Ikaw rin, like, sinasend lang kayong sa Jed's Island na puno ng yung wave pool na puno. It's nagbabrown na yung tubig. Oh. Kahit ako eh, kadiri. Kung sino man yung pumunta sa Jed's Island, wag.
kapag nangyayari yan, yung mga ganyang moments, parati nila akong dinidiri. Kaya, hence, kaya yung kanta ni GB kanyang tukol sa taong grasa may diarrhea. Pero, dahil din sa kanila, nag-build up ako ng resistance, I guess.
Ano kaya yung tinatain ng taong grasa? Ano, plastic?
Ina, huwag mo nang pag-usapan. Putang ina nito eh.
Mr. Yes and Opa.
Ah, ganun ba? Okay. Lasing ka ba?
Hindi.
Okay. Okay. Taot ka mag-icon. Ang weird nitong...
Ha? Ayoko nga, hindi ko ayoko.
So much eye contact.
Oo nga, ayoko.
Titignan ko na si Andrew sa mata niya.
Like yung pod, kahit kami ni Vic.
Stare you down.
Kahit kami ni Vic, oh, diba? Nakagulong lang
po. Si Vic pa naman, sobrang ano lang niya. Hindi siya masyadong takot sa eye contact.
Yeah. True introverts talaga. Nanood pala kami ng Iron Claw nung fucking Thursday to prove na friends kami kahit off-air.
Kasama ka ba dun?
Nandun ako.
kaya pala nabawasan yung whiskey ko sa bahay. Dumating ko pala.
Sorry na. Nakalahati ko ata yung bote yung binigay mo
sa akin. Nung gabing yun pa tawag dun, pa-uwi yung tawag dun. Gagawin ba natin OBB? Kailangan pa ng OBB? Oh shit, may OBB pa pala. Kala ko tapos na yun. Kala ko yun yung may James kanina.
This is a special episode kung saan dalawang OBB.
Dalawa yung OBB natin play. Sige. Wala na akong pakialam. Oh, unnecessary OBB.
Two. Wala music natin.
Actually, nasa akin na yung file.
Okay.
Tinurn over na. Tapos yung The Wonderful People of Cadian Studios, tinatanong kung kailan ko i-ano. Naghahanap lang ako ng proper time.
Kung kailan bago na co-host mo.
Oh, parang ganun. Baka may mangyaring maganda. Bago logo, bagong host, di ba?
Bago matulog with Red Oliero featuring Cian Lim.
Bago matulog with Red Oliero featuring
ayaw magsunog ng tulay.
Ayaw magsunog ng tulay. Showbiz na ako eh.
Speaking of showbiz, how are you feeling, Red?
Okay.
The judgment day
cometh.
Yeah, cometh.
So ito yung topic natin today, no?
The judgment day.
Judgment day. Kasi we're recording, anong petsa ngayon? Four.
March 4.
Tapos, The following week, on March 14, so 10 days from now,
yes,
is the release of Mabuhay Is a Lie, Red Oliero, the first ever homegrown film. Alam mo, sabihin na natin, first ever Tagalog comedy
not
special.
Not to suck your dick, me and Ryan watched, like, me, Ryan and Alex, we watched a lot. Like, kasi kami yung, sila yung nag-cut, nag-direct us.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's really tight.
It's really tight. I think it's one of the most favorite sets na ginawa ko.
Really good mix.
Oh, really good mix of material.
Filth.
Maganda ending. Diba? May... Yun din yung gusto ko. Yeah. Ayoko mag-all clean because that was never me.
Yeah.
So, it's nice na merong na-pepper in ng konting kalaswaan dun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite parts, by the way.
Huwag mo sabihin. Yeah. Your favorite part, Maliswa. Kupal si Andren. Awkward ka ba? Anong nangyari sa'yo?
Ha?
Anong nangyari sa'yo? Why are you?
Hindi ko
nahirapan ka setup na to. So, ay, napaka sa
internet. Okay, ganito, ganito. Facing cam.
Pwede ka tumingin sa camera. Oh, yeah, actually. Hindi dito. Puta, unnatural. Oh, red. Oh, titingin ako dito.
Facing cam.
Bobo.
Tangin na kaya, hindi pwede itong... Pala may instruction manual itong studio natin. Hindi ka pwede dito.
Bakit?
Wala. Ingot mo eh.
Sorry. Pero yeah, Judgment Day comment.
Sabi nila kasi para excited ka, it's a good thing. Pero, it could also be really bad.
How can it be bad, right?
Maraming pwedeng mangyari. Pwedeng magalit sila lahat sa akin.
Hindi ba maganda yun?
Ewan ko. Lahat ng, alam mo, ang dami ko sinasabihin na ganun. Or ang daming nagsasabi sa akin na ganun. Lalo na particularly mga showbiz people. Pag sinabi ko, congratulations, nakita ko Netflix mo, ganyan. Pag sinabi ko, nga, as a joke, I jest. Kasi kinompliment ako, hindi ko kaya. So, sabihin ko na lang parang, ako nga eh, sana di ako makancel. Tapos sabihin nila, hindi, yun nga yung maganda eh. Mga, at least mga 5 people.
Excited na ako i-defend ka eh. Alam mo yan? What? Like, yung mangyayari sa poster ng next special mo kung na-cancel. Like, may caution tape ka. Tapos meron kang crown of thorns na gawa sa misinformation.
Tama. Gawa sa mga comments.
Tangin na gawin.
Or sa likod. No?
Immaculate disinformation. Pare. Tangin na angas.
Ano yung isang stand-up comedy special na gustong-gusto kong pangin?
Yung fearless ng sila nga. Ano?
Hindi pwede.
Bakit? Naganda na, no?
Horny.
Pero dapat
ikaw yun. Pa-edgy siya masyado.
Andren Bernardo, fearless ng sila.
Tapos nakabarong Tagalog ako.
Ang bomba. Barong? Barong? Barong guys.
Barong Tagalog. Barong Tagalog. Wala na naman nakakalag ba sa'yo. Pero here. So, takot ka?
Tayo mo tingnan.
Bakit ka takot?
Hindi, yun nga. So, it could open up, yun, one, cancellation. Second,
you got the gig name.
Second, at the same time, sabihin ng mga tao, it's good for the scene, di ba? So lahat, like, may mga marinig ako ng mga ganun from comedians na hindi ko naman masyadong close or alam nila yung worth of it or kahit ibang grupo, may mga ano, parang may isang guy, I think si Ruther ba? Parang I've only done a gig with him once or twice. Okay naman siya. Cool dude. But we're not in the same circle. Ganyan. Pero parang ang message is parang it's good for the scene. Ganyan kalaas eh. So pag ganun, as much as it's good for the scene, it could also be bad for the scene. Kasi it could also, like, paano kung, and baka nga overthinking, pero paano kung walang nanood? Tapos sabihin ng Netflix, tiga mo, nag-invest tayo ng pera, pinabayaan natin sila. Kasi sobrang gin-greenlight nila yung project na to eh. Like, di nila pinakailaman yung material ko and everything. So sabihin nila, pinabayaan natin, tapos wala naman nangyari.
Dude.
Diba?
Nasa Netflix yung Tuxedo, The Tuxedo ni Jackie Chan. And that movie fucking sucks, dude.
Ganda kaya nun.
Sangin ang banol.
Tsaka si ano, Jennifer Love Hewitt. Ganda kaya nun.
Gusto ko yung nagkakarate si Jackie Chan. Tapos, hindi ko alam yung nangyayari. Kung bakit ko
kasi, yun nga, ang galing nga yun eh. Yung choreography.
Pero my point is, there's a lot of bad shit on Netflix.
Pero it's supposed to also, if I do the stand-up special, it's supposed to kind of help then na, maghanap tayo ng ibang comedians because Red is doing well. And hopefully that could be GB or James or you or Vic or kusino man. Nahanda na. Ikaw, hindi ka pa handa. Ayaw mo mag 1 hour. Tapos, di ba maraming pwede. There's like an entire scene that they can pick off from. But also nga, there's also an entire scene that my shit could close the door on.
I don't think so. Kasi you can be like the Gigi Allen or the Ramones. Like, kasi sila yung naging template.
Sobrang sagwa na kumpara sa Gigi Allen. Puta.
Hindi, pero there were the templates for punk rock. Even though hindi sila yung pinakasikat.
Mas Ramones siguro, hindi Gigi Allen. Putangina. Grabe naman yung Gigi Allen. Tinimot, tinataihan yung crowd, puta.
Gago. Dude, favorite ko si Gigi. Hindi music-wise, as a person, pare.
Kasi wala siyang ginawang totoo eh. Nag-dirty shit lang siya. Nag-shock value lang siya.
Which is really cool.
Ginawa maganda yung music niya.
That's really
maganda yung music niya.
Hindi.
Even for punk rock. Diba?
Basura.
So, ano lang siya.
Okay.
Naka-hinge lang siya on controversy.
Yeah. So, but you're gonna be the Ramones of stand-up comedy here. Kasi like, ikaw yung magiging template. Okay, this guy started it all.
Hindi naman.
started it all.
I mean, locally.
Gets, yeah. Okay, fine.
You know, he opened doors na. So that's enough not to be a legend.
Pero yun nga, does it, as much as you can open doors, may flip side talaga na. You can also close on some people then. Kasi nga, if it tanks, I hope it doesn't, please manood kayo. If it tanks, wala na. Like, hindi naman wala na. Pero it's gonna take a lot of effort again for another person to break through the wall, di ba? Parang, instead na makatulong ako, parang nagdagdag pa ako ng pader.
It's not gonna happen. You're overthinking, you're nervous.
Sobra. Akala ko nga, nung pagkatapos ng recording, wala, tapos na.
Yeah,
parang I am unleashed from my tethers.
Yes.
Pero nung, hindi.
Hindi. Akala ko mawawala na yung nervous mo nung binili na siya.
Wala. Wala siyang kahit anong bullshit.
Ganda nga ng hate comments sa Netflix commercial. Actually, yung mabuhay kay Blob, who cares pa? Sobrang semantics na eh.
Knock-knock,
who's there? Wala namang pintuan sa pagitan natin. Like, fucking shut up.
Tsaka pa nag-knock ako, ba't kaya nakasabihin na who's there? I'm not compelled to say who I am. So flawed na yung joke.
Yeah.
Hindi, kasi nga, yun din, bagong format to a lot of people. I'm not saying nag-innovate ako or nag-start ako or whatever lang anything. Pero it's gonna be exposed to a lot of people na who doesn't not familiar with the format of how we jest. Alam mo yan? Hindi sila familiar with it eh. So, yan yung mga nakita nating reactions na for sure may mag-correct. For sure, parang akala nila it's a piece na sinasabi ko na totoo. Diba? Tapos sisirisohin nila as magagalit sila. And alam mo naman, it's a pretty irreverent set. Talagang, ano siya, touches on culture.
That's why komedyante ka talaga eh, kasi
wow.
You're always thinking negatively. And it's what you do with that negative. Like, I remember, I'll make this about myself a bit. Nung 2016, I remember we were going to a gig.
So, ano sabihin, may perfect time akong gawin yung snoring thing. Pwede ko ginawa.
Kasi nagkukwento ako tungkol sa'yo. Okay.
Hindi to, sabi mo ikaw tungkol sa'yo.
2016. Hindi. So
you make it about yourself.
I just happened to be there. Kasi.
Okay.
2016, papunta tayong keg. You were headlining ata.
Oh my God. What a great room.
And you said, ngayon, balang araw magkaka-Netflix ako. Tapos pag naging fans nila ako, i-deny ko sila. Sobrang fit. But
hindi kasi may maingay.
Pero you did it. Like, you were dreaming back then. Did you take time to think na, okay, yung positively na, fuck, ginawa ko nga.
when, oo. Okay. Siyempre.
Hell yeah, dude.
May times na parang, damn, I'm really on there.
Yeah.
Pero, the process took so long din kasi. It's not, hindi siya parang American Idol moment na, yo, I'm going to Hollywood, baby! Parang ganun, hindi eh. Parang, biglaan lang siyang, hindi ka siya biglaan eh, parang sobrang slow process siya towards it. Pero when you start thinking kung anong posible, then you start conditioning your mind kung ano yung mga bagay na pwede mangyari. And then naniniwala ako na yun nga, if you think a certain way, parang nalalagay mo siya subconsciously sa objectives mo parati. So there's always a time na kapag kunwari may nangyari, tapos makikita ko, tapos parang, uy, oo nga, no, pwedeng ganito yan pag Netflix or pwedeng ganyan, pwede palang ganito yung diskarte, pag Netflix ganito yung diskarte, pag ganyan. So, ayun, mga as early as 2016-2017, naghahanap na ako.
Nasa isip mo na yun?
No, parang nilalaro ko lang siya every time. Hindi naman siya parang, oh, I have to do that. Pero, there's always like, what if I do this and then blah, 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 ito yung mangyari. It, basically, lahat ng solutions sa utak ko all takes a lot of work. And it all takes a lot of ano rin tawag dun, it all takes a lot of being good. It's ganun eh, kasi it was a lot of sa utak ko pag nakaisip ako ng way to do it, like I have to convince someone to do this, the how to convince someone, hindi naman pwedeng you walk in there 2,000 followers, wala nakakapanood sa'yo, huli mong show pito nanood, diba? Tapos sabihin mo, hindi, parang handa na ako, naka-one hour ako kahapon.
Sobrang diba? Fine line kasi sa comedian, yung self-hatred at confidence. Sobrang like, kaya nga, ikaw nga, sobrang nakabilib na, okay, let me put aside.
Pag nasa stage ka na,
confident ka na.
Yeah.
What you were saying?
Yeah, yung sabi mo, let's put all the negative thoughts aside. And kasi, again, not to suck your dick, but you really worked hard for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is, ano, I think parang...
Hindi siya overnight, again, yung sinang, hindi siya overnight nangyari.
Hindi talaga. It would seem overnight because a lot of people are like, who the fuck is this guy? parang I think someone posted on Reddit, nalimutan ko sa Philippines board yata. Tapos parang, it received a good 40-something arrows. Anong tawag doon? Upvote. Parang ganun. So, may nagsabi sa akin na, ayan, may nagpost ganyan-ganyan. So, parang, oh, it's so mildly received. Parang naisip ko dapat mga isang
legion. It's Reddit, pari. It's the land, land of the, like, ang pinafollow doon yung getoffmychest.ph.
Ano yun?
Kasi nakakatawa.
Ano yung mga yun?
Yung parang mga hot takes, yung mga hot takes. Ang ganda ng escalation minsan, like, hot takes, ayoko ng pineapple sa pizza. Oh. Tapos, yung mga susunod, dapat hindi nagsusports yung mga trans eh. Like, ang layo.
Sobrang layo. Magkasunod lang yun?
Magkasunod lang sila. Grabe, like, parang ko sinabi, ay pare, ayoko ng...
Magka-level lang yun eh.
Ayoko ng garlic sa sopas. Tapos bigla may magkukomment, tangin ang cheap ng mga Ilocano. Like, grabe, layo.
Layo. Pero anonymous.
Yeah, anonymous. Of course, all of you are cowards, by the way. Samantala, ako saying shit here.
Oo nga.
Could get me canceled.
Hindi, pero... Ano mo yun?
Pag na-cancel ba, Orid, pagtatanggol mo ako?
Sabihin ko, matagal mo nang ginagawa. Sabihin ko, I regret not being more active in correcting the behavior of one and
that's what they do. That's what they all do.
Sobrang may handa na akong hugas ng kamay statement. Naka-grupo na lahat ng files na nandun ka, tapos i-delete ka na lang.
Pero pag ako pare, handa akong ipagtanggol ka. Like, ang gagawin ko, siyempre, in protest pare.
Siyempre, mas may benefit.
Mag-stand up on nakatalikod sa audience pare. Kasi comedy isn't free anymore.
Gusto mo gawin talaga yun.
Para maging maangas naman ako kay konti. Gusto ko I want to fight something that
sobrang
I have...
Sobrang lame. Ooh, in protest, Sir Anjan Bernardo performed a set behind turning his back on the audience. Christiana Monpour, Reuters. CNN pala siya. CNN.
In the back of five people watching his special.
Maano ka nun? Marireview ka nun? A very heartfelt protest.
What are your other fears for special?
Terribly received.
I wouldn't think so. And well,
we've only been exposed to people who are fans of our work.
Sabagay.
So, hindi pa tayo na-expose. Tama. Yung tipong umuwi, tapos walang mapanood, tapos nasigawan siya ng boss niya that day, nabangga siya ng tricycle.
Nakatapak siya ng pako ng ganito.
Nakatapak siya ng pako. Nasira yung bago niya sapatos. Tapos sabi niya, sige nga, ito na itong redoliero na ito. Sabi nila, magaling daw ito eh. Tapos pinanood niya. Tapos sinasabi ko sa kanya, paano siya dapat mabuhay. So, tingin mo ba? Sobrang divisive kasi ng stand-up eh. Parang on a bad day, pag nakanood ka ng stand-up, na kahit naman hindi, ano, magulat ka, pag di ka natatawas, narinig mo tumatawa yung mga tao, nakaburat talaga eh.
Parang, actually, like, diba? I would say, like, kaya we have open mics on weekdays. If you were forced to go there on a weekday and you're not a fan of stand-up, hindi ko alam kung paano ko mag-enjoy.
Ano din eh. It's a lot to ask.
But if you're a fan, of course, champ. But if you're not, it's a lot to ask. Be quiet for 3 hours. Listen to like comedians.
Some of us may make fun of you.
Some comedians aren't that good in the lineup, yeah, I guess.
Sobrang ba. Kahit yung ano, like, if I'm coming in there, pag pumasok ako dun, tapos bago material ko, tapos may mga kasabay ako na bago lang sila nag-set. Technically yung difference ng skill nun, sobrang konti lang eh. Like lamang lang ako siguro ng mga dahil madalas na ako mag-perform or whatever. Pero kung material nyo bago parehas.
Sobrang lang kayo.
From zero yan lahat eh.
Yeah.
Meron lang kaming veteran skills.
What brought you there was the consistency lang eh.
It's just so lahat ng mga nakikinig sa lahat ng mga kung talagang totoong if you wanna look at where the scene is kung saan siya nagisimula at nagmamaterialize tawag dun that's you go to open mics
yeah
kasi dun mo makikita yung mga future na mga ibinubuk Tapos minsan po siya, may isang time na alala ko po, tando si Nonong, si James, ako, dude, si Victor.
For 200, dude, sobrang tangina.
So parang, tangina, solid, sobrang solid na nilinig ko yung mga bagong-bago ni Nonong, bago ni Vic. Si Vic parati may bago, di ba?
Goddamn, dude.
So, grabe magsulat yun eh. So, tawag dun, yun talaga yung parang isa rin sa mga nililook forward ko because guys like, a lot of the comedians I enjoy, they do their freshest set there.
Yeah.
So, ang sarap na magkaroon ng lightning strike na apo, tamig ginawa siyang malupit, tawa ng tawa.
I'm thinking nga kasi recent nga like blah 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 Netflix mo.
Thank you.
Hindi kasi
March 14.
Yeah. I'm thinking if you started way late, like you started at the 80s and paano kaya si sikat when 80s? You were yeah, kasi used to be, kasi TV was the only thing eh. That used to like would bring
baka mas kaya pero syempre definitely iba yung material.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Sige. Whoa, what is that? I don't know. I didn't know we had that.
What is that?
Oh, may ano. May what? What's happening?
Ad break.
Ad break? What? Okay. Sige, sobrang wala kaming ka-finesse-finesse, no? Binasa lang namin yung ano nyo. Teka, tapusin na namin tong ano na to. Ano yung sinasabi natin? Ayun. So, noong 80s, if we had kung mag-stand up na ako ng time yun, definitely mag-iba material mo. Pero I think may chance ka pa rin eh. Because there was a lot of people who did stand up na okay naman eh. Like Mitch Valdez. Granted na they also sang, they also ano, and everything. Pero meron mga live performers natin nag-stand
up. My point is kasi like, I think you came at the perfect time when Netflix is like, no one watches TV anymore. Totoo, that's my point. Eh.
Gets.
Like, makikita ka mag-guest sa Showtime. Like, oh, sino doon nasa Showtime?
Gets.
Which you kind of did promoting the movie. Yeah. How was that experience, by the way?
Yung recent one, okay lang. Because di ako pinagsayaw. yung unang Showtime guesting ko, pinagsayaw ako.
Nakita kin,
like, beside Vong Navarro, who's a fucking great dancer.
Yeah.
So, parang, fuck. Mukhang gago. Ayun. Oy! We'll take a quick break.
Yes.
Kasi meron tayong ads.
Nice.
Wow. Ibig sabihin, mabayaran si Andren today.
Are we?
Hi, guys. We are the Eavesdrop Podcast. My name is Francesca.
My name is Jelly.
This is Delamar.
This is Jude. What's up?
Yeah, and we are inviting you to check us out, your fellow TPN podcast.
And if you want to learn more about life, what's happening around us, you want to know about love, healing, this is the podcast you should be listening to.
Eavesdrop. 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 Eavesdrop.
Sometimes we get drunk and do the show. Those are the fun ones.
Like today.
Ooh, why? Who's drunk right now?
You're red as a bug.
Am I? Eavesdrop. Please catch it. Four hosts going crazy. You'll have fun. You'll cry. Everything else. So please check it out. The Eavesdrop.
Only on the Pod Network.
Okay. Wow.
At kaya, yung mga goblins, wala silang mga belly button.
Ah, ganun pala yun.
Namiss niya yung ano. Bits, pare.
Walang kwenta yung ano mo.
Huh?
Okay. So, siningit natin itong episode na to. Kasi gusto ko ang next recording natin. Or yung when we talk about Netflix, talagang makita na natin kung ano yung resulta. Kasi baka mamaya-maya mag-record tayo ng episode na, uy, lumabas na Netflix, masaya pa tayo. So yung pala po, sinusunog na pala yung bahay.
Makikita niya siya rin. Next episode, nag-iba na ng buhok, nag-plastic surgery. I am Job. I am Job. Job Penaticus.
Yung may narecord ako episode with Vic eh, na ilalabas siya like way after Netflix pa.
Okay. So, how was it?
Nagpe-pretend na lang kami na para, oh, maganda. Pero hindi. So, this is March 4. Next recording natin next Wednesday. Baka mag-record tayo ng something na mas intimate. And then the next week, we record something.
Sana mabalita ka. Comedy gone too far.
Comedy gone, for sure. For sure may ganyan yun.
Tapos nagtago.
For sure may mag-nitpick dyan.
Tapos yung mga comments, okay lang naman magbiro. Pero be respectful.
Siyempre.
Respectful.
The halfway answer. For sure. Yun yung pinaayoko na tipong, okay lang naman. Yung tipong, sayang. Okay na sana yung ginawa mo, pero you cross the line.
Like yung mga parang, Catholic friends ko dati, okay naman, kaibigan ko yung mga bakla, pero hindi dapat sila magbakasal. Like, bakit? Shut up. Ilang halfway answer, bitch.
Mas parang nilang kinakamuff na mabait sila para hindi sila pwedeng
eat. Yes, exactly.
Pero to ang sobrang kupal na sinasabi nila.
You know, it only you got offended by this one part pero pinagtatawaran nila yung katabaan mo. Oh,
pero yung Netflix then I think a lot of people are kind of saying na parang nahihirapan silang i-keyword na ako yung first ano ko ba? First homegrown kasi hindi na pwede sabi first Filipino kasi si Jokoy na
first
Netflix
Tagalog first Filipino
diba ang daming ayan daming ano at the end of the day ang pinaka proud
first
ako,
fat Pinoy
yes first yeah. fat Filipino stand-up comedian from Muntinlupa. Sobrang qualified eh.
With yung mga tags, hashtag diabetes.
Hashtag best gout machine. Yung nickname ni Chino.
Hindi nakakata yung nickname ni Chino, the man that gravity remembered.
The man that gravity remembered. Tapos di siya makalakad.
May nagsasabi Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay. Okay. Tama na. Tama
enough
na.
Chino bullying.
Oo nga. Sama nyo kay Chino Liao eh. Ano yung sabi ko?
Netflix.
Ano ang tungkol nun?
Yung mahirap kung anong brand mo.
I think at the end of the day, I'm pinaka-proud of ako dun. It's an all-Filipino production.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We have one na potato. Kasi Aldo was there.
So, oh, he was so just a PA.
Just a PA.
I mean, chef, fuck. Oo nga, no.
Ako nirespeto ko lang.
Yeah. Wait.
All staff, crew, all of them deserve their flowers.
Yeah. What I'm saying is PA lang. Ang lang doon si Aldo, hindi yung PA. Kasi si Aldo, okay, tulong mo already. Ready?
I'll give you time to address your issue.
I didn't mean PA lang. Sorry. Sorry.
Okay.
No, nag-sorry na ako.
Si Aldo, PA lang din sa... si Aldo yung, ano dun, siya lang yung hindi Filipino. O ano siya, half Filipino lang siya.
Well, ako, so, technically...
Half ba si Aldo?
Half asshole, half foreigner. Technically, 1/8 Chinese ako rin. So.
Hindi halata.
Hindi nga halata.
Okay.
Kasi yung last name ng lola ko, Mamaril.
So, talaga?
Yeah.
Mamaril?
Yeah.
As in Billy Mamaril?
Oo.
Billy Mams?
Billy Mams.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Talaga?
Yeah, Mamaril.
So, yeah, Andrin Mamaril ka dapat?
Oo.
Yun ang middle name mo?
Hindi. B, Balduesa.
Balduesa?
Oo.
Tanang ganda. So, Andrin Balduesa Bernardo ka?
Yeah, yes.
Andrin John Balduesa Bernardo.
Oo, yes. Yung Mamaril sa nanay ko. M.
So, dapat Andrin Mamaril. Sabi mo sa nanay mo yung Mamaril?
Hindi, yung middle name ng nanay ko, yon yung
Mamaril. Ah, okay. So, ano siya? Kunari, ano paano mo?
Marie.
Kunari, Marie Mamaril Balduesa siya.
Yes.
Ah, galing. That wasted 1 minute of our running time.
Nice.
That's so great. Pero yeah, all Filipino cast and crew. Mm-hmm. Directed by the amazing Ryan Puno.
Yes.
Of Solid OK.
Yes.
And produced by Arcade Film Factory. At the executive producer, Marius Talampas. Pare.
He did the Giggle commercials, diba?
Yeah.
All very funny.
RC Cola, Pangarap Kong Hold Up.
Pangarap Kong Hold Up is so good.
So, parang...
Si Bajaw or si Bulag?
Si Bajaw. Why you do that now? Si Bajaw.
Yeah, he said it, guys. He said it.
It's a ano, classic joke na yun eh. Ang may pinagawa din si Maris kay Pepe Herrera dati na ano, yung bangka, yung dilaw o yung puti na bangka. Ganun din yung style. So, meron ng ano, parang yung sunod na kukuha ng joke na yun. Siya na yung... Ano,
nice, nice, nice.
Siya na yung sunod na kulot na comedian. Kasi, it was held by greatness. Pare. Pepe Herrera, ba? Box office superstar.
Mm.
Red Oliero.
Nice.
First homegrown Filipino comedian na may Netflix special.
Mm-mm.
Netflix has more than one Filipino stand-up comedy special.
Mayroong fat joke on a joke. Sari-saring mga joke.
Bakit? Pero yun, pati yung suot, lahat, was very nice.
Ang maganda kasi doon sa special mo, hindi siya sobrang Pininoify.
Yeah.
Like, hindi ka nakaputang ilang manok costume. Tapos, nakabarong Tagalog ka, tapos papalipad ka.
yung isang photoshoot namin, hindi lang nagamit eh, pero para sinobra namin yung Pinoy elements.
Like,
how much Pinoy elements can you cram in one shoot?
May kalaplapan kang Philippine Eagle.
Meron kaming parang supot na may plastic, salakot, tapos soft drinks na may na naka-plastic. Tapos balikbayan box.
yung sofa na wala pang nandun pa rin yung
may plastic.
May plastic.
Na ba rin plastic. Yeah.
Tapos piano na walang alam mag-play. Yeah. Oh,
Tsaka ano siya, tawag dun. Ito kasi yung, I think, sinasabi rin. Marami nag-interview sa akin na tapos ito yung mga sinasagot ko usually.
Oh, magpapapayat ako balang araw. Yan
what's it
mga
all about? Kung what's it all about? Ha, yung mga boys sila, sobrang sinasidestep ko lang yung hirit niya, Andrin. Kasi nga mabuhay is a lie, di ba?
Yeah. I like the title, by the way.
Oh, di ba? Everybody likes the title. Kasi it has so many things in it at the same time, di ba?
Ang gusto kong corny na title, like Red Oliero, Pinoy Thoughts. Tapos nakaganon ka lang sa
Pinoy na Pinoy. Tapos meron kang isaw. Nakabalot sa leg mo or something.
Red Oliero, something about me.
Mga ganun nga. Okay. Sige. So, okay na? Pwede na ako magkwento.
Ah, sige. Sorry, Red.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, Idol. Pleasure na master.
Master.
Pleasure na master.
Nakata sa mati.
There you go.
Paano ba to? Ano yung sinasabi ko? Kalimutan ko.
Bakit? Kasi we're having fun, pare. Ano ba yung sabi mo?
It's gone now.
Hindi.
Oo, wala na.
First Filipino homegrown, first Pinoy lahat. Pinoy lahat.
Ah, yung title.
Title, yes.
So, yung mabuhay is a lie. Marami siyang explanation. Marami siyang layers. Kasi, hindi lang siya yung joke, actually. Kasi, yung sinasabi mo na parang yung set ko hindi masyadong Pinoy-ify.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga parang we just presented the culture as it is. Kasi usually pa nagpapresent tayo ng culture, it's either poverty porn.
Yes.
Diba? Shanty, batang tumatakbo, batang nakasquat, batang nakatingin sa'yo.
Squatters area.
Mga gano'n, shanty, nagtatakbo ang batang nakatsinelas.
Or, lahat.
Or grit through
adversity.
Oh,
yung nakikita ko dati, yung may nakita ako like picture siya ng kanin.
Yeah.
Tapos may kape na mainit. Tapos nilagay yung kape. Di mo alam to kasi rich kid ka. Oh, sige. Oh, okay lang na hindi ko alam yan. Nakakainis yung mga ganun.
Ako yung nilis doon. Actually, totoo ako doon.
Okay.
Ewan ko kay Anden. Anden's opinion are his own.
Hindi, kasi like nakakasawa na kasi yung parang...
Hindi, nakakasawa nga. Pero ang sinasabi ko, hindi naman tawag doon. Hindi naman masama yung mga ganun story. Pero yun nga, hindi naman parating ganun
hindi,
yung story.
Hindi, feeling ko, hindi naman masama yung mga ganun. Pero like...
Sabi ni Andon, masama.
Hindi, pero, there's two sides to every story kasi.
Okay.
Hindi, three actually. Yours, mine, the truth.
Wow.
So, hindi, kasi tatlo naman talaga eh. So, okay naman yung mga ganun. Hindi ko naman sinasabing porket you're poor. Ito na naman. Tumatawa ka eh! Hindi kasi.
Nahirap ka eh.
Hindi, very delicate to. Pero... Mm-hmm. Yung Pinoy resilience, it also teaches us to be complacent,
tama.
Not complain.
Tama naman.
Again, this is coming from a rich middle class dude. it's good and bad. Yun lang, that's my point. Yes. Bago so, ako 3-0 under the bus ni Mr. Red Oliero.
I'm just trying to prove a point. I'm just trying to make a
pinawisan point. Na Red.
It's a good story to tell, but it's not always the story sa Pilipinas. Meron mga tao na meron din mga naiba. Alam ko, naiba yung experience ko in everything. So, yeah, diba?
Diabetes.
And then the other one, hindi ako, kunwari, hindi ako sinasidetrack ni Andrew, na, pero sinasidetrack niya ako. The other one
okay, Red.
Is Piesta, Piesta, Pilipinas. Di ba yun yung parating image natin na, oh, come
ooh,
here.
Yes.
Talon tayo sa boat. Talon tayo sa cliff. Beach tayo. Paraw, paraw, paraw. Di ba? Para puta. Welcome to the Philippines.
At naka-nipa suits.
Piesta, piesta. May sumasayaw sa airport. Sinasabitan ka ng whatever sa
lake senor. Mo. Yeah.
Get, it's also fine. But also, parang, parating yun yung curated image na pinapakita natin sa mundo.
Yes.
Parating tayo na sobrang conscious natin sa image natin sa ibang tao. Nakakita nga tayo ng mga comments minsan sa mga video natin na ano ba yan? Paano kung mapanood kayo ng foreigner tapos yun yung pinapakita yung ginagawa natin sa bansa. Parang ganun. So parang mas importante pa sa kanya yung tingin ng iba.
Lalo na yung Pinoy. Parang,
Yun nga. Para mas sobrang importante yung tingin ng iba sa atin. Kaya tayo may greeting for them. Di ba? Kaya may mabuhay. Di ba? Hindi naman natin pwede sabihin kung ito ang greeting sa kanila.
Tapos yun yung nagpa-fast food, Pinoy bait lang naman yun. Alam mo ba pagpatay nila ng camera, pinagtatawanan nila tayo. Pinagtatawanan tayo lahat ng mga nagpipinoy Jollibee. Oh, look at these poor people. Let's just eat Jollibee and they'll click. Tapos nagmalaki views nila tapos naglalaplapan sila off cam. Go Red.
Okay. Yes. Tama.
Pero you get my point.
Yeah. De, gets naman. Pero yun nga, kaya mabuhay sa lay. Kasi it's that culture na best foot forwarding tayo sa harapan ng mga tao.
Lalo na kung foreigner.
Pag may bisita, di ba nilalabas mo yung plato?
Oh, yung get the good plates. Yung
get
mga
the good
Pikachu,
plates, di
mga
ba?
Pikachu plates.
Pag nag-aaway kayo sa bahay, ang concern is baka marinig kayo ng kapitbahay. not the actual conflict na, sige, magbati na tayo. Oh. Hindi, inaamo kasi baka marinig tayo ng kapitbahay. Doon tayo sa kwarto, kung saan mas soundproof para tuloy natin yung laban natin. Pero mas maganda doon kasi hindi tayo narinig ng kapitbahay. Di ba? Ganun yung culture natin. Hindi nga pag may pupunta ng presidente dito, ano di ba? Kina-close off yung mga barong-barong, di ba? Yung mga shanties, yung mga ano. So, yun.
Hindi, ganun lang. Basically. Pag may mga K-pop stars na dumating dito, kinaklose lang. Mm. Yung mga restaurants, yung mga...
Kaya talaga? Hindi ko alam yun.
Yeah, it's fine.
Baka nireserve nila yung buong restaurant.
Sabagay, si Dave Attell, Ay Chappelle, di ba may nireserve siyang isang steak restaurant?
Wala.
Then, nung nanod kayo sa Soler, di ba?
Huh? Hindi ko alam kung hindi mo naman nakapasok sa restaurant, doon kami sa labas eh.
Okay.
Like some stalkers.
Nice.
Ayun, it's such a counterculture eh. It's just I guess unfiltered culture yung pinakita ko sa set.
I think kasi
we talk about a lot of like things like hindi siya sobrang
a certain fast food place pero
yun exactly. So parang I think gusto ko lang i-prove na merong audience yung ganitong klaseng entertainment
yes.
na talks of comments on real life. Hindi siya yung masyadong escapist na or sobrang fantastic na ano.
Kasi never mo naman sasabihin sa kano kung bumisita sila, danger lurks in every corner.
Siyempre hindi.
I think part rin na we want to impress other people as Pinoys, diba? Yeah. Kasi I think, di ba na-colonize tayo like 3 times? Like,
yeah.
We got our asses.
So parang,
3 times.
We were forced to be subservient for like a long time.
Exactly. Like, never tayo nagkaroon ng sariling thinking, old culture. It's always based on Japanese, Americans. Tinan mo, yung specialty dish sa Pangasinan, paella conyo. Di ba Spanish yun?
Oo nga. Pero parang atin na rin yun, di ba? Kasi influence natin yun. Pero may point din na guest ako kay Vic in this very room.
Mm-hmm.
Parang diniscuss niya na nung na-discover yung Pilipinas, hindi pa siya Pilipinas. So, hindi alam ng mga tao kung ano yung Pinoy pride doon time na yun.
Mm. Diba? Meron lang sila pride?
Hindi, oo. Oh, tama. Mm. Kasi, kunwari, yung tingin mo ba sila Lapu-Lapu, sinabi niya, mabuhay ang Pilipinas. Parang lumaban ba siya doon na Pilipinas yung 1521 yun, pre. Wala pa nga tayong, wala pa tayong identity as a nation noon, man.
Tangin na mga kanoto. Oh. Hindi naman niya yung sinabi.
Tsaka parang yung territory na kinakost natin or parang kinlose off natin. I wonder kung lahat ng tao was in favor of isang bansa na lang tayo. Parang, diba? Sino kayang nagsabi ng territory niya? Feeling ko mga foreigner din yung
alam mo dati, nun, eh. I was a kid back then, pero I heard like someone wanted to separate from the Philippines. Mm. Like Mindanao was gonna be its own thing.
Ang ganda
sobrang wild na.
Ang ganda yun naman. There's a lot of places na are vying for autonomy nung matagal na. So, medyo madugo siya parate. So, ewan ko kung bakit. Pero, sana. Sinadjust ko yun dati. Parang,
sana Luzon lang.
Sana Luzon lang. De joke lang. Sinadjust ko yun dati. Parang, nag-brunch ako with some people. Tapos parang, sinabi ko, what will it take para magtayo tayo sa sariling bansa? Sa sariling gobyerno.
Sa doon sila, sumama ka ba sa campaign? Sabi
niya, sino yung bitin sa putang ka nito? First time ko narinig mo muna si Lenny. Joke ko lang yun.
God damn, sabi niya.
That's a brilliant idea.
Grabe, nakita daw niya nang lasing si Lenny. Oh, grabe.
Wala ko sinabi.
Daming racial slurs.
Sobrang. Why would you put that in? So stupid.
Yeah, I was just kidding.
Good job, Andrin. Iyon yung gusto ko eh. Yung may sabit ako ng magdadamay. Baka nakakalimutan mo. Kailangan natin sumipsip sa politika.
Okay.
Para magkaroon ng value.
Yeah, dude, pinlocks on rules, pare.
Tsaka, sino mo ba tatakbo? Lahat kayo.
Feeling ko if next, the price is right, red
next
is
election,
red.
Tingin mo. Huh? Tingin mo ba lalaban pa ako sa para sa tama? Oh, I'm gonna sell my soul, pare. Feeling ko may real value na ako next election.
Okay, sell mo na lang yung soul mo.
Oo.
Red Oliero.
Okay, magulat ha. Pag nanan ako sumasayaw sa Quirino Grandstand. Ha?
Sino yung spaceship
guy? You know it's about money.
Sino yung spaceship guy? Gagawa daw siya malaki spaceship. Sino yun? May tumakbo yun. Tapos tanong gusto niya yung malaking spaceship tapos dadalhin niya tayo sa ibang planeta.
Ay, Pilipinas. Bangon. Yun yung...
Yan parati ko narinig. Pilipinas ang hirap mong mahalin.
Yun yung sinabi ko sa dulo ng... Hindi, ay, set spoiler. Sa dulo ng special ko eh. Yung sabihin ko...
Walang ginawang mali si Hitler.
Ina. Sa dulo ng special ko, sabihin ko, Pilipinas! Ang hirap mong mahalin. Tapos, makababal na sa akin yung spotlight. Tapos, gagawa ko ng iyak bago mawala ang ilaw.
Tapos, awkward lang.
Parang ganun yung tulad ng set ko.
Magtitingin na lang yung mga, ano nangyari doon?
Gaga magwa-wild yun. For sure.
Mag-interpretative dance ka muna.
Yung ending na Hamilton, ganun eh.
Di ba namatay siya?
Si... Pero yung asawa niya, si...
Alexander Hamilton.
Sino yung asawa niya?
Elizabeth. Si Skyler.
Elizabeth Skyler.
Elizabeth Skyler.
Siya yung last, yung may sinabi siya, tapos bilang umiyak siya, tapos saka nag-close yung lights. Tapos nag-forced standing ovation yung mga tao.
I'm beginning to think Hamilton sucks, pero...
Yung first act lang yung nag-stop.
I just like satisfied.
Yun lang ba yan? Set up yun sa joke mo?
Hindi. Wala. Ano ba kayong mga iba?
I'll never be satisfied.
Yes, tapos nagro-rap sila about the Constitution or some shit?
Maraming ganun.
Fucking mga dorks. Sino man naroon ng Hamilton? Dork kayo, gang.
It's the American Revolution.
Proclamation. Shut up.
It's American Revolution.
Gawa sila ng Pinoy Hamilton. Maangas ba yun?
Meron ng Pinoy Hamilton.
Meron na?
Meron ng Pinoy Hamilton. Yung trailer.
Meron ng Pinoy Hamilton.
Meron na. Gusto nyo ba ng Hamilton? Pwes! Ngayong buwan, sa Resorts World Manila, Newport Performing Arts Theater, makikilala nyo na ang Pinoy Hamilton.
Nandito tayo sa Tirad Pass. Yung mga gumbursa.
One, two, three, four, five, six, nine, and ten. Tinutok ko lang sila.
Josephine Bracken. Okay lang na 14 ka na.
Ako si Pinoy Hamilton. Hindi mo lang pinalitan eh.
Biyak na ba to? Ganda nun.
Sana
hindi mas, ako satisfied.
Mas para mas gusto ko makita yung Pinoy Hamilton kaysa sa stand-up special.
Ano ko ba?
Sa next, sa second. I would rather not have a second stand-up special kung magagawa yung Pinoy Hamilton.
Hindi, ikaw mag-direct.
The right way.
Pinoy Hamilton, director. Nakakatawa kasi Pinoy Hamilton eh. Hindi man lang address.
Yung sinabi ko sa FPW, sabi ko, gago, yung big event na yung WrestleMania natin, may pangalan na. Sabi niya, ano? Sabi ko, Pinoy WrestleMania.
Wala siyang sense eh. Yung Pinoy Hamilton. Kasi it's based on Hamilton eh. Dapat.
Kasi may mga promos kami. It's time to start the road to Pinoy WrestleMania.
Bow! Bow! Bow!
Tapos may sign na na Pinoy WrestleMania. WrestleMania lang siya na may mga salakot.
Four Quitties.
Quitties lang yun. Tatlong Quitties lang.
Ay, no. Pinoy WrestleMania.
Here to sing
the
Lubang Hinirang
Hev Abi
Hev
Multiple Platinum Recording Artist
Sarah
Geronimo. Di ba ang pangarap kung meron kayong pay-per-view tapos ang yung kilometro ni Sarah Geronimo yung
sobrang gusto ko yung kilometro.
Parang bagay nga siya. Sa huli ay tayo.
Ang inalipit na nung
gagawin ko
drone shot, no?
Upang
diba?
Speaking of your special, are you excited na, Red? Let's talk about the positive things you're feeling. Ayaw, puro naman.
Wala akong positive things. I am nothing. I am an empty vessel. There is nothing between me and the wheel of fire. Sa Lord of the Rings. Ano?
Putang inang yan.
Hindi, kakasabi mo.
Nagsimula ka na bagong train of thought. Hindi, tangina. Sabi mo, wala. Wala kang
oh, so wala. Wala talaga. Hindi mo iba-badger.
Hindi, wala ba talaga, Red?
Meron naman. Siyempre, putang ina
nito. Ipot ang puto.
Siyempre, Andre.
Eh, Red, ba't ayaw mo sabihin?
Medyo maangas na nagawa siya. Excited akong mapanood ako ng mga tao at magkaroon ng judgment. Excited ako sa mga tao matutuwa. Hopefully, mostly matuwa. Hindi ako excited makancel. Hindi ako excited magalit sa akin ng simbahan or something. Kung ano man nangyayari pa.
Yeah, there's this guy who's getting flack social media.
Oh, si Pura Luca Vegas being arrested again.
Again?
Or something.
Kaya na, wow, it's guys, ang tapang nyo, pare.
Grabe. Good job, ha?
Good job, gobyerno.
Good job, pare. Uy, tara, nakakatakot naman tong nag-costume na to. Kulong natin sila.
Dalawang beses. Daming maling nangyayari sa Pinas. Si Pastor Kibuloy pa. Hindi, wag.
Pagtanggol na. Actually, nagra-rally sila parang kanina. May rally para kay Pastor Kibuloy. Tapos, as nung na-click ko, may live stream, pre.
For Pastor Kibuloy?
May live stream. Tapos, narinig ko yung mga linya nila na sinasamon tayo dito. Sinasamon si Pastor. Di Senadora Hontiveros. Para sa mga ano, parang hindi tayo natatakot pero ano nang pakita. Parang labong puta.
Sige lang.
Natatakot si Jasper, nakita yan. Minimension natin si Pastor Kibuloy sa mukhang marami akong ibiblip tonight. Sabi niya, Pastor Kibuloy. Ako si Pastor Kibuloy. Nag-traffic ako ng mga boy.
You wait. Just you wait.
This is a serious crime and I hope makulong siya. Sobrang solid kung makulong siya.
Ang sarap mag-groom!
Alam mo kung ako si Kibuloy,
sige, hello.
Pag nakulong ako, next na entrance ko sa simba ko, kunwari nakalabas na ako, tapos next na preach ko, hello. Putang ina, entrance ko, Dominic Mysterio, pare. Yung nasa, may darating na police van. Mysterio! Tapos naka-hoodie siya, naka-posas. Ina.
Hello, you 16, there's still time for you.
Okay. Yun yung gusto kong mag-entrance ni Pastor Kimberly.
Ay, kay Dominic.
Mukha siyang galing sa kulungan talaga. Ang lala eh. Tapos parang hindi ko maintindihan kung ano yun, kung ba't siya pinagtatanggol na mga tao.
Ano po yung pwede pa? Like, ba, siguro diehard yung fan. Yung mga fans na gusto ko, pare. Gusto ipagtatanggol ako kahit mali.
Ako hindi. Gusto ko.
O yung si Andre, pumatay yun ng baby.
Gusto ko na win over ko sa Ola properly. Ayoko ng blind.
Kasi di-deny mo sila as fans.
Merong mga tao na I feel like talaga naghahanap lang sila ng mali. So I'm pretty sure. Like yung mga na-offend sa I Am Not Big Bird, nakatawa ko. It's the silliest.
Ba't sila na-offend sa, maraming, sa isang R18 na movie?
Maraming R16.
R16 na movie.
No cuts. It's still in cinemas pa.
Very good. I watched it. It's really funny.
Nanon si Anden dahil binigyan ko siya ng ticket.
Pinupuri ko na nga movie mo, Tabachoy. Pero sige.
Manonon ka ba? Manonon ka ba? Wala.
Oh! Wala. No, Pedro! Yung mga
wrestling.
Yung FPW.
Nag-bite ako both. Wow.
Wow.
Both last time? Last time?
Sabi ko, bawasan mo sa sweldo ko.
Oh, sige ah.
Oh.
Sige ah.
Oh, 1K.
Tangina.
Hindi early bird lang yung bawas mo.
Same day ka kumuha. So same day rate yung makukuha mo. 1,750.
Nice.
Ano yung pinag-usapan natin? Putang ina.
Pastor ko ibuloy at kung gaano siya kaangas.
Sobrang angas ni Kibuloy. Ayaw niya magpakita kasi parang ganun yung thing niya.
Si Pura?
Hindi, si Pastor Kibuloy. Okay. So siya parang walang ginagawa mo siya. Tapos samantalang yun nga, si Pura, Luca Vega ko sa Sandada. Po. Si Jade Castro, ano mo si Jade Castro? Director siya ng Zomba Dings. Parang inaresto lang siya bigla daw for arson.
Wow, really? Pare, yun talaga yung pinapahan yung mga artists na wala, yung mga nerds na to.
Yun ang threat sa gobyerno! Oh. Yun ang threat sa bansa!
Yun magdadrag at isang director!
Yung director ng Zomba Dings! yung nag-ama namin na lip sync! Yan ang dapat ipagbabagsakin! Ang ina nyo.
Yung director nga ng Zomba Dings! Yung state director, of emergency! State of
guys, meeting tayo. Okay? Okay. Kailangan nating arestohin yung nag-lip-sync ng ama namin. Tayo, director ng Zomba Dings. Patayin sa showcot si Remington. Yan yung actual title ng putang inang movie na yun. How threatened, pare. So, ayaw ko. Hindi ko alam. So, just hearing all these things na alam mo yun, hindi
pero
siya...
Pero paano ka poposasan ang laki ng mga kamay?
Wow, yun yung mangyayari. Huwag natin posasan to si Red. Tabahan niya eh. Yun ba yung gusto niyo marinig na jokes? Pero yun yung fear ko, syempre. At we are still at the mercy. Any artist here is at the mercy of anyone in power na mapikon.
Yes.
Yun lang talaga. Ganun tayo ka vulnerable. So, may mapikon lang sa set ko, I'm pretty sure... Pwede na ako ikulong
aren't
for
we
something.
Able to make fun of everything? Like make
dapat
fun of
meron.
The government?
May freedom of expression
it's so
dapat.
Fun, like, God, that sucks.
May freedom of expression talaga dapat.
Well, since nangyayari na yan sa artist ngayon, gobyerno na ako.
Kasi pwede ka naman nilang panampot tapos wala sila. Tapos mag-charge lang sila kahit hindi mag-stick.
That's why
makukulong ka pa rin.
I'm pro-government na red eh.
Wow.
Yes. Bagong Pilipinas, pare.
Kapag inaresto ko, Andren, tapos wala namang clamor na pakawalan na ako. Mm. Gusto ko lang sabihin sa'yo. Itong podcast na to, dito mapupunta sa'yo.
Huh?
Bibigay ko siya kay Alexia.
Ano ka ba? O mangyayari, alam mo yung nangyari sa Harry Potter, yung mga words naging
nag-iba. Nag-iba. Yung Red Oliero magiging Alexia Tabafunda. Diba sobrang fit eh. Hindi ka siya kakala mo dyan.
Alec, Andren. Wala nga. Wala.
Alexia Tabafunda.
Tayo ng mga cool pals. Nakailang minutes na tayo kasi medyo nagme-medley na.
55 daw. Pwede na tayo mag-ano. I hope sana may manood. And I hope maging successful. And I hope walang mapikon. Madami kong hope, di ba? I hope to see.
Pero here's the thing.
I hope the Pacific is as blue.
Lahat ng hopes mo when you started doing comedy nangyari.
I hope to see my friend.
Ano to?
Di ba alam yan?
Talaga tayo mag...
Ano ba?
Ano movie yan?
Shawshank Redemption.
Okay. Sa dulo. Naalala ko lang nun yung talagang yung nirape siya doon sa prison cell niya.
Wow.
Eh, totoo naman, di ba? Sometimes he would push him away. Sometimes he wouldn't push him away.
Yun yung actual line na yun. Yung sinabi niya na, now, I'm gonna open my fly.
And you're going to swallow what I tell you to swallow. Or else I put 6 inches of steel in your ear. That's having you. And then, whoa. And then, sudden trauma in the brain caused the victim to bite down hard. Some say, so hard, you have to pry open the jaw with a crowbar. Sabi niya. Sabi nung nangarim sa kanya. Ano yan? Ano yung, how do you know this shit? Ano, sabi niya, I read. Don't you read? You ignorant fuck. Tapos, inupakan siya. So,
okay.
They didn't rape him that night. But they put Andy in the infirmary.
Okay. What favorite movie mo yun?
Shawshank Redemption. Okay. Siguro nasa top 5 ko yun.
Nice.
Shawshank Redemption. Ganda nung kantang yun. So, manood kayo. Kung saan kayo manood na Shawshank Redemption, makapanood yun na rin ako. Sa Netflix, March 14. Tang ina. Standing ovation si Jasper doon. Nakita mo yung gano'ng
pero pag si Red yung sa Shawshank, medyo lalakihan pa niya yung butas.
It's another 19 years for me.
Tapos poster ni Macho Man. Miss na poster ng babae.
Anyways, kung saan kayo manood na Shawshank, makapanood yun na rin. Red All Year na Mabuhay is Alive, March 14. Please, kung nakikinig kayo ngayon, you can put search it na set reminder. Lumalabas na daw sa coming soon
nice
yung mga nakita
one,
na akong tags and everything. Nagpe-pretend lang si Andrin na may Netflix subscription siya.
Meron. Kahati kami ng kapatid ko. Siya nagbabayad.
Okay. So hindi hati. Sa kanya. Okay.
So guys, meron rin ako show sa March 8 sa Moe's. Yes, plenty of tickets available. Punta lang kayo sa comment.
March 8?
Yes.
Bukas na yun.
Ha?
March 7 talaga.
Friday.
Kaya,
bukas. Bukas na yung show. Punta kayo sa comedymanila.ph.
Oh, pumunta kayo.
Please.
Maganda yung, anong pangalan ito?
Greetings and salutations.
Oh, pumunta kayo sa greetings and salutations. Tapos magtataka siya bakit walang bumibili ng tickets sa show niya.
Bakit? That's a good
greetings
name.
Greetings and salutations by Andrin Bernardo. Sino mga opening act mo?
Si River Cruz, Ray Mamuad, March De Leon, Lilan Lim, and Emil Buenaventura.
March De Leon?
Marge.
Si Marge. Okay. Ayun. Ticket, magkano ticket?
500 lang, guys.
Oh, manood na kayo, guys. Supportahan natin ang local stand-up comedy because yung mga shows na yan, nanggaling din ako dyan, eh. Actually, mas mura pa nga yung ticket ko kay Andrin. So, alam mo yun, parang, alam mo yun, nanggaling talaga ako sa, mas naghirap ako sa'yo. Yun yung sinasabi.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I never doubt that, Red.
Oh, mas, oh, tapos, mas, kasi kunwari kapag naging, ito yung gusto ko nauna ako sa Netflix, ha.
Okay.
Lahat na mag-Netflix after, dahil sa akin.
Oh.
Wala nang iba.
Oh.
You bow down. Fuck, I'm tired. I'm tired of being humble.
Mas gusto ko na lang pala nung negative ka kanina.
I'm tired of being humble, pare. This is my scene. My show. My ring. Huh? Daan mo yun?
Yes.
Oh, pag na-sold out, kasino papasalamatan mo?
Ikaw, master.
Pangalan. Basahin mo.
Bago matulog with Red Olier.
Yan. Yes. Yun ang pasalamatan mo. Then, joke lang. Sana manood kayo. Please don't let it fail. Please.
Yung Netflix, it's not.
It's gonna fail. And everybody will laugh at me. The wrong way.
Not the way that I intended with my material.
Mag-ano, iya ako sa therapist, sabihin nila, there's a clown in town. His name's Pagliacci. You should go watch his show. Make you feel better. But doctor, I am Pagliacci.
I am Red Oliero.
I am. Oh, ano? There's a comedian in town. Siya yung unang Netflix homegrown Filipino comedian. Panoorin mo sa Netflix, pare. Gaganda yung pakiramdam mo. But doctor,
I am Red Oliero.
Anyways.
And then watch
kayo, them. Manood kayo, please. Hopefully, it opens up doors for a lot of other people. Or people could hate it so much that they wish another person would get a shot. That would also be
magiging the room show of stand-up.
Mas maayos. Anyways, thank you so much. Comedymania.ph. Also, may show din tayo sa April 6 if you wanna check that out. Tickets should be available din. Comedymania.ph. Thank you so much, Andrin.
Guys, pwede na tayo matulog.
Alright. Uy, wow! Natapos niya yung podcast episode.
Blabidi-di, pare.
Okay. Isa ka sa mga taong nagtatapos ng episode. Tapos, gusto ko lang sabihin, hindi naman siya nagagalit kami. Naparoon nyo to ng libre.
Yes.
Tama ba?
At hindi tayo kumikita sa podcast, di ba, Red?
Tama, hindi kami kumikita sa podcast. Pero kung gusto nyo kaming kumita at bumalik at we keep doing these free episodes, sana manood kayo ng stand-up comedy shows namin. Pumunta kayo sa
comedymanila.ph.
comedymanila.ph para makita ang schedule ng shows ng Comedy Manila across the Philippines.
Guys, at hindi ko kayo satisfied sa show, ibabalik ni Red yung pera nyo. 100% money back guarantee.
Hindi yun totoo.
Yes.
Thank you. comedymanila.ph.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.